Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
Like I said, oh, I'm sorry, Dents is my name. I am your ferryman tonight. And if you look off to your right, you'll see nothing. And if you look off to your left, you'll see more nothing.
That nothing's fun.
Yes, you may enjoy some of the screams of the damned.
A two-wheeled war machine with like this red-haired figure. It's Smiler, who's come back up and a bigger war machine coming in behind. Dents, you notice immediately that it's got the brand of Mad Maggie on this larger war machine.
You took out a couple of her vehicles there and a bunch of her people.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you mean the ones you told us to target?
The ones that you got us to target?
Patrick, Bill, don't worry what they're saying.
Yeah, no. We're new here. We're definitely in charge. No. You're gonna listen to this guy? He pees without holding his willy.
Well, we pee without holding our willies too. We're Siamese, so sometimes we hold each other's willies just to be supportive. It's how it goes.
Well, I mean, you do you, but, like, can we maybe talk about this?
No.
Well, asked and answered, no. I guess.
Asked and answered, I mean.
Before you see the land, or the first layer, abyssal layer of Pazunia.
Kazuntite.
It is a... for what this creature, this hideous, vein-popping... grotesque, like flesh sloughing off of its face creature, is it looks like an immediate sense of panic and lets out a call and continues down forwards and hits into the boat, dispersing the daggers behind it, which ripples out your effect, and they all begin swarming and bombing your location as you're getting close to. Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Carla Maxted.
She, her, that's me. I am playing Lipsinky Pip Diggins, who is a deep gnome warlock. I feel like I just don't say that enough, so there it is.
It's good to know. Tom Laird's here.
He, him, and I'm playing Flint Firebeard, who also goes by he, him, and he is a male mountain dwarf fighter of the champion variety.
And I almost said Anthea Mastasia. And Amy Moore!
Yep, she, her, and why Anthea and I are very intertwined. And I will be playing her today. Anthea is a high elf druid. She, her, pronouns. And I will also be playing Night Hunter. She, they, who is a Goliath barbarian.
Woo. And Kyle Classett's here.
Hey, he, him. I'm going to be playing Varanox, also he, him, who is a male green dragonborn, although I believe currently I'm actually a red dragonborn due to some hellish ichor.
Yeah,
yes,
you were
you
a
are.
Bit splotchy, right? You had
I
sort of a new
about
hue.
The ichor.
A little bit, yeah.
Who else got yuckified?
That'd be,
Oh,
Flint, right?
That'd be Flint.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe we established that so did Smiler, and that's why his penis floats, is that he right. touched it
the ichor.
And now he doesn't have to hold it to pee. Got it.
But we've already moved to a different plane, so we don't care about Smiler anymore.
Smiler's back there getting beat down by Mad Maggie.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also with us today, before we get too into things that happened in the last episode, Cicero!
Hey, he, him, and I am playing Dense. He's a male Arakorakorka that I can't say, who is also he,
it's
him.
Better every time because it's slightly different, and I love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's always different.
Always kind of one extra syllable than it was last time. This is going to be an enormous name by the time we're done.
Yes. It's a snowflake.
Love it. Thanks for being... Wait, did I introduce Kyle?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
That's how we got onto the Ichor talk. Yeah. I just had this brief moment of like, oh, fuck, I forgot to introduce Kyle. He's not here now.
Okay.
He's definitely here.
Well, thank you for being here. We appreciate you all for being here. And you too. You listening. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Too cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. If you're listening to us here, that could mean that you've listened to us for a very long time. And maybe you want to join us over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where guess what? We have another podcast.
It's true.
The Adventures of. Our friend Tom runs it.
Because we don't put out enough episodes. We give you more episodes.
Yo, dog. I heard you liked episodes. So we put an episode inside your episode.
There's so many episodes.
That's what we need, a podcast inside a podcast, playing a game of a game.
Perfect.
That's the new goal that we have. But when you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Yannick Andreas.
Yannick Andreas.
Yes.
Again,
good
our
name.
Have amazing names.
I know. Oh, that's good.
Yannick, thank you for listening.
That's fun to say so and probably looks great too. The words and Yannick. Yeah.
Yes.
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Andreas, that's such a like I know. Strong like.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a 10. No butt.
All but. A 10 out of 10.
Sorry about talking about your butt.
I think we need to stop sexually harassing the patrons, or do we? I don't know.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Let us know on Discord. You know, more, less, we'll do like whatever you want.
Unlike the last one where you doubled it up, Carla, maybe take this one out. I don't know. We'll see how it sounds.
If it sounds too much.
But after you've joined us at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, fuck, again.
I know.
Fuck it, let's play.
Twice in a row. This is how we do it now.
Russ set something up that doesn't lead into the next part of a sentence.
A lot of half sentences going on over here.
There is an echoing cacophony of sound around you. Specifically, Thea and Flint and Varnox and Dents. And Grant, who else did I say? Lipsinky's not there.
Night Hunter
also not there. The two of them are not there. You, the rest of you, are overlooking this Colosseum, and you see the two of them tied to this altar of sorts, and there's chanting all around. Dents and Varnox, you recognize it as Infernal, even though as you spent some time in and around the area.
I'm sorry, Varnox doesn't know Infernal?
He doesn't. He said he doesn't.
Hilarious. Were you Shockingly. Just moved there and never bothered to learn the language?
Well, that's a different language, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I also speak, like,
Oh, so
we got Abyssal. It's different.
Infernal and Abyssal.
Oh,
and this is
it's
like,
a different category of hell.
That devil
this
speak.
Is first that layer Abyssal, speak. So you know there's like there's crossing of you
it's
know,
like
Infernal
it's real
Abyssal.
Dialect
I can't
thing.
Decide yeah. where yeah. it wants to be.
I mean, the Fair whole enough. Debate began from a misunderstanding.
And probably there's some words that are the same. Like, we can probably pick
sure
up a few
are.
Things, you know? Yeah.
It's got to come from the Abyssal region of Avernus.
That's right,
exactly.
technically.
Yeah, or else exactly.
Yes.
nobody knows what the chanting is. You see this figure enter this arena, and it is this muscular humanoid body with like never skips leg day. These big black and red wings on its back. This huge long sword. And he's got like this, like part bird, part dog face, and this long, wispy hair. It's like Fabio, but brunette. is what it is. And you're all waiting to see what's happening for a brief moment, and Grants is from behind says,
well, it doesn't sound like it's going to be good.
So we're tied up like in the center of the...
Yeah, we cut down to Lipsinki and Night Hunter, and they are...
Are we on two separate altars? Are we head to head? Are we feet to feet?
How do you want to be? They gave you that.
I'd like us to be able to chat, so if we could be on the same altar,
you're back to back, tied to each other.
Oh, just sitting on the...
Sitting on the altar. Yeah. It's as they do in Indiana Jones.
Well, sure, yeah.
Lipsinki.
Yeah.
Is it okay if I break your body as I escape these ropes? I will get us all free, but I will require to pull very hard.
Well,
and you are so small.
This is the thing. I've got two thoughts. Number one, I'm very small. Can you just not, like, backpack me around? Because I'm, like, a quarter your size or something. Yeah. So,
absolutely. But
and then I could maybe do some spin kicks or cast spells behind you. I mean, I guess they've got our legs kind of tied down, too.
We need
but
to get these ropes off. If I pull very hard, I will break your bones. How many do you need?
Second point, can you see that guy? Or that them? Because
I was trying not to look at all the muscles.
I mean,
no shirts.
I know we're sort of probably in mortal danger right now, but you might want to, I don't know, just take a gander over there because...
You know, I am happily married, but...
I mean, you're not dead.
Boy has thighs, right?
But also, please don't break my body. I'm sure we can figure something else out.
Oh, okay.
They raise their arm and it's a loud cheer among the stadium. We cut back up to the other group.
Oh, it sounds like they're going to sacrifice them. Did you catch that?
Yes, we gathered that, Grancis. What seems to be, Russ, what seems to be the easiest way of getting to where they are?
Down through the crowd.
And how big is it? Like, I'm picturing the Roman Colosseum.
Like
I'm picturing
Colosseum,
the scene in Gladiator where he
yes.
gives the, like...
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Are they in a boat at the top of the Colosseum?
No, we've disembarked the boat.
Okay.
We're in the Colosseum.
Great question.
I didn't know. I just thought they were in a boat.
Yeah.
And
we left it being dive-bombed by those giant, scary bird things.
So things happened.
You go through the portal and the boat's gone. It's been
We were in
parked.
Action. We've cut ahead. We can fill in the gaps on how we got there, how you two specifically high-level, big-muscled, you know, very scary people got captured by all these birds.
I'd like to clarify, I have no muscles. I'm very small.
Well,
but
you
my
got
brain.
Big spells, though. Big spells.
I have a deep
Please see the previous conversation about breaking
birds.
That
That's right. Yeah.
How far away is this sacrificer person?
120 feet.
Good to know.
Did you want to know what they're going to do to them?
No, I am going to...
Something about tongue plucked raw. I'm going to tell you anyways.
Hold on a second. How do you know?
Well, because I can speak their language.
Is this like the time that you said that you could read the menu when we were at that dwarven establishment and you couldn't?
We still got good food, didn't we?
No, we did. You did. The rest of us did not.
Well, that's luck of the draw. But no, this I studied, well, at the library. I studied Infernal. It's like Infernal a day speaks the devil away, is what the book was called. Yeah.
I'd read the shit out of that.
Well, then it sounds like we should stop that, and I'm going to start dashing down
there. I think his name is Pazuzu, if that helps.
Well, that's a funny name. What are they going to do to our friends down there?
Oh, you want to hear now.
Yeah, I would.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, pause for a moment. Let's hear a story.
No, okay, tongue, say it fast.
Tongue plucked raw from gaping maw. It's got a pace to it. You gotta absorb
it. It's a whole cadence.
Blood and vein let fall like rain. Yep. Oh, that's gonna be bad. Behold these eyes, your bloody prize. And now the fall from vaulted hall. I'll fall hall. They got good rhyming scheme.
Okay, we don't need the commentary.
These bones, this flesh, consume it all. Pazuzu. Pazuzu. Pazuzu.
That was fucking awful.
Felt like there could be something referencing lacerated skies.
Oh, that would have been good, too. I'll, Well, maybe if we get the writer of it, we could get them to tweak it a little bit.
Well, I don't want our friends to have their eyes plucked out and their tongue ripped from their mouth, so...
Same.
Yeah,
let's go, because we're going to need all hands on deck for this whole thing to work, so this is...
Oh, all hands on deck. Let's huddle up. And he... And Dents puts his hand in the middle... For everyone to...
Grancis is in there.
Thea's trying really hard not to look shocked. Like, she totally remembered Dents was here and was like, are you sure you want to come?
Dents has been in it. He was telling me a story about how he ended up on the River Styx. Weren't you listening?
Well, now I need to get my boat.
Okay. No, yeah, totally.
And I gotta finish
three,
my
three, two,
fare.
One, go.
So... Yeah, so wait, so we've got what? How many people are up here?
Five.
One, yeah.
All right. So then, Dents casts heroism at the fourth level.
Dents is in it, and I love
on
it.
On everyone when they huddle up.
We just feel like we can fucking do it now.
We're gonna go down there.
Yeah. So they get an additional 4 temporary hit points.
Ooh.
And they are all immune to being frightened.
Hell yeah.
Relevant.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I can never die.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things in this room. Do we want popcorn initiative or do we want to roll initiative?
Can we roll initiative?
Let's
we forgot
initiative.
A couple people last time Let's and roll it, initiative. It didn't flow as well as you could have. Okay. Ice cream dice, I'm giving you another chance. Ugh, 9.
That's a 14.
8.
11.
9.
So this is 13 for...
We're going to be
Night
dead
Hunter
before
go?
Any of us get a turn.
Yeah, roll Night Hunter in. Like, you won't have your...
Okay, choose a 13 and then 11 for Thea.
So you're... what's going to trigger initiative? So, Varnox, you're... I take it you're first to kind of rush down there, as was previously said.
He didn't
what
want
do
to
you
listen
do?
To anything. He wanted to just fucking go. He was like, no, don't care about the poem. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, lip sync, he's in trouble, so.
Aww.
Gotta get down there. But just dash. That's about all I can do, considering that's my, you know, movement and action.
Okay.
Going so down the crowd feet. Like, excuse me, pardon me.
I was just saying the exact
just
same thing.
A little bit.
Oh, sorry, front? Should I go backwards or, okay. Just
what's better, me. Crotch to crotch or butt to crotch? I don't know.
Pushing past a hot dog and popcorn vendor, it goes flying into the stadium.
Oh, I know what I can do. On top of that, I can use a bonus action to cast Shield of Faith on Lip Syncy, giving her a +2 on AC.
Great. So that you charge down there. All of these bird-like winged creatures look to you, and the chanting... slows, doesn't stop immediately, but slows and kind of waves out around as this main figure, who you can presume is Pazuzu, down at the bottom looks up and just kind of smirks at you and takes a few big wing beats and begins moving towards you and is going to try and swing his giant longsword at you.
Perfect.
For a 24.
That will hit.
Alrighty then. You are going to take...
Is this the first time Varnox has been hit by a weapon? I almost think so.
Yeah, by Ace Ventura? I don't know.
Alrighty then. Oh, hey there. We want to tell you about a super fun show called the Down to the Wire Podcast. A show with the goal of making news, which is normally so scary and bad.
So bad. Just so hard. This is the fun kind. This is like the funny ones that in the olden times when there would be like a little side panel with a little fun story. This is what they're talking about. And they're very
super funny.
Super funny.
So they wanted to make news fun. From the front page to the back is the way to describe it and set up their show. So they give you news that is important or relevant to the time and day. Like the most recent episode, they're talking about the wild chaos with M&Ms and feminist colors and how just men are mad about
you know,
it. Yeah.
Just culture war nonsense.
It's so ridiculous. But they they point out that it's so ridiculous and have some fun talking about it. There's lots of great, you can go back and listen to lots of great things. They do have, what I like is to make these a little more evergreen, because news content can sometimes be like, well, I want to hear about it in the week and then I don't care about it. But they talk about themselves and their lives and have a lot of like a through line throughout the entire show that makes you want to listen throughout the entire thing.
Yeah, they're very, here's how they're like us. They seem cool and they're friends and they just kind of chit chat and they're Canadian. So like 10 out of 10 already,
100%.
Right?
We will only, that's a lie. We won't only support Canadian people,
it's a lie.
But we will support them a lot.
Here's a Canadian thing. If something else is Canadian, it's amazing.
Yep.
So we're so proud to support it. So I feel like our fans like us like 10% because of the Canadian content. So. These
everybody needs
too.
More Canadian content. And oh, to clarify, they don't just specifically talk about Canadian news-based materials, which would dry up probably pretty quick.
Yeah, there's only so many moose stories you can talk about.
More moose stories is what they need. They do talk about world events and crazy things happening all over the place.
Yes.
You can find and listen to or watch the Down to the Wire podcast. They're available on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, and wherever else you find podcasts. Thanks to Down to the Wire for their support of us. Go listen.
Go listen. It's fun.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
You're going to take 42 slashing damage.
Shit, son.
And 10 necrotic damage. So 52 total.
Cool. I'm going to use my reaction and do a Hellish Rebuke at a 5th level.
Okay.
I need a dex save 20.
19.
That's 30 fire damage. Ooh. Probably not too effective, but something's better than nothing.
I don't know, man.
It's not wearing many clothes.
Strikes into you and is right in front of you, like on the backswing as he's encircled in these flames. You see his skin blistering underneath it and takes a few wing beats back and extinguishes the fire and is like 30 feet above in the center of this chamber now. It is your turn, Varanox.
Well, if the fire seemed to be effective, then I am going to cast Fireball at a 5th level.
Sweet.
Love a good Fireball. Oh,
it's a classic fireball for a reason. Right?
So another deck save of 20.
Okay, let's see if we can beat it. It's 22.
Okay. So half damage instead on 10d6. So 12 damage.
Okay. This fireball erupts. What's the range or the damage?
It's a 20-foot radius.
Okay, so yeah, he's up in the middle of the air, so wouldn't catch any bystanders. But Wing Singe is going to fall to the ground and not be able to catch himself. He's going to take some bludgeoning damage for that. Another 10 as he hits the ground with a thud and scrambles back up to his feet. Anything else you can do?
I can move up 30 feet and be right up in his face.
You do that. You're within melee of him. Night Hunter is first.
I would like to try to get out of these ropes without breaking Lipsinky's body.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to try to, I don't know, snap the ropes with my big muscles?
Okay.
Can I do that?
Make a strength check.
Yep.
So you're just trying to, like, flex so hard.
I'm trying to flex so hard that they start to, like, break or at least loosen. You know when you tie a knot,
sure.
But then you pull it from the loop area and there's still a little bit of give
there's
there?
A give.
Maybe someone did a shitty job. 18.
So is your goal to break them or loosen?
Loosen them.
Okay, then yeah, you flex your muscles. They stretch out. Lipsinky, on your turn, with this adjustment, you feel the ability to like wriggle yourself free with Night Hunter's assistance.
Do you think you could get out?
Oh, I think so. I'm pretty slight, so I think so.
We'll say that's happening kind of in tandem as Thea takes her turn.
Okay.
You see as Pazuzu in the center now, rushed by Varnox, it takes these couple huge hits. The rest of the crowd is stirring and some taking flight, some looking, turning back up towards you and your crew, some turning and looking towards Varnox and the sacrificial lambs in the center, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why is the things I want to do I have to touch people?
Because you're...
Fuck touching people.
You're just like being up close and personal.
Just up close and personal. Okay, well, I mean, Flaming Sphere looked pretty good. So she's going to send one over. So as she's running down the stands.
You push past the hot dog and popcorn
That's
guy
right.
who's
Again,
picked
who
up his stuff.
Just stood up.
Oh, man!
And she is going to send out a 5-foot in diameter sphere. It's a little purpley fire at Pazuzu.
Dex save from my part.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a 10.
That's not good enough. 20 fire damage.
So... comes over top of Varnox's head and crashes down into Pazuzu, who's, like, blasted back, like, scrambling on the ground, reaching for his weapon. Anything else you can or would like to do?
Yeah, sure. I stop and I ground myself and I take out my longbow and I shoot an arrow at him, because, like, why the fuck not?
Why world
the
is
fuck
yours,
not?
It's a magical world. Because
why the fuck not? No, I say, why the fuck not? I say it loud. 21.
21 to hit? That will...
Yes.
Yes, I think.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Are you sure?
No. Okay. You want to hit him?
Yeah.
Hit him.
It's only for 5. But I hope it stings.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's like a paper
sure
cut.
It
hurts really bad, but not really a lot of damage.
Right.
Yeah.
The damage is
that's right.
Yes, it is.
Come into my house. Give me a paper cut.
I do it again.
Okay. Lipsinky, you're wriggling free.
I am, and it's the perfect time if he has experienced a little bit of psychic damage, because what I would like to do is a spell I like to call Bad Vibes, but is actually called Negative Energy Flood.
I love Bad Vibes better.
Bad Vibes better.
Bad Vibes is good.
Get wizards on the horn.
I just want to really send some bad vibes at him. So I'm going to send ribbons of negative energy at this mofo. He needs to make a con save. Is he undead?
Negative, not
great.
Undead.
He needs to make a con save.
How does 7 work?
It does not. Ooh, man, he gets some bad vibes. That paper cut like got really like got in his kitchen, and now I'm coming in.
Right. Shook.
And he is going to take 5d12 necrotic damage. And
5d12?
That's right.
That's good d12.
Most folks don't ever get to roll a d12 in their life.
I was going to say, it's rare you get to roll 1.
Right.
That is 34.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is.
Dang, sorry, what type? That was psychic damage?
That is necrotic damage. Okay. And also,
you take
it
all
like.
That necrotic damage?
I can't tell you that.
He finds it, like,
just dispiriting. He's like, what am I even doing here? I don't even really like doing this anymore. It's just, I'd rather just be
questioning all of his life choices.
Exactly.
This place used to be so fun, but now the bad vibes
it's
are setting in.
Just the vibes in this place are just wrong.
Was all set to make some sacrifices, bro. And like, God.
Does he look drained of energy and life?
Considering he's taken over 100 damage in less than 3 seconds, he's not looking great.
No, I mean specifically from that spell.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
Thea's paying
yeah.
attention.
Sure, yeah, no.
She saw the fire seem to work,
fire.
So she did the fire. Yeah. Now she's looking very closely at what Lipsinky's
doing.
Yeah,
he's looking not real. He's looking not real up on everything, but he's pissed, and he screams up into the air, which riles everybody.
For my movement, can I like wiggle free?
Yes.
And then maybe start working on, I guess once I wiggle free, then Nighthunter
can
also wiggle free.
There would be movement. So yeah, we'll say that while the next few turns are happening, you're getting yourselves out of this rope.
Somehow I turn around and I'm like, my face is over her shoulder and I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm figuring it out.
You're doing a good job, it's fine.
Now, Lipsinky and Flint, you rolled the same thing, so we'll say this is kind of happening at the same time. Flint, it is your turn.
All right. How close am I to this?
Picturing you still up at the top. I think I said 120 feet from top to bottom.
All right. In that case, I will move my glorious 25 feet.
Got those little legs.
And then I will double it by adding in some hustle.
Again, knocking the popcorn guy, because three times is comedy gold in threes, right?
Right, gotta have it in threes.
Yeah. So we're gonna put in some sort of Wilhelm scream every time everybody dashes past this poor,
perfect,
poor individual who was just working this on the weekends, just to make
trying to put his kids through college.
Right. Yep.
It's rough down here.
Anything you want to throw or do?
Well, I mean, if you're giving me the option of throwing my thrower, I could, but I don't know. It feels like probably just the dash action should be where I stop.
All right. You stop at your dash action then. Dents, you're back up top.
Okay. So everyone has made their way towards the center of the arena?
Yes. You and Grancis are the sole individuals up at the top. Grancis, an old, frail man. That
right.
Nobody seems to like in this group. You've picked up on that. Your insight's so good.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so Dents is going to... how close is the center of the arena?
120 feet.
120 feet away from where I am currently. Dents is going to... He's going to use his movement of 25 feet to get closer... and then he's going to cast Fairy Fire, which now he casts towards the arena where all of our friends are and this big, huge monster thing. And Fairy Fire will paint all the objects in that area green, and the kind of like it gives them like a green outline, and the monster now has to make a dex saving throw.
Okay.
18.
That's a 17.
The monster is now highlighted in red, and any attack rolls against it will now have advantage for the attacker.
Love it.
And the affected creature cannot benefit from being invisible.
Perfect. That was his next move. You foiled me.
Oh, and you're doing some acrobatics, too?
What's his name? Vuvuzela? What's his name again?
Pazuzu.
Vuvuzela?
Vuvuzela, yeah. That's all we hear is the vuvuzelas around. Yeah.
Can you just pipe that into the background?
Yeah, 100%. All the sounds that I previously described are just vuvuzela. And Grancis can
speak
vuvuzela.
I don't know what a vuvuzela is. Is it like from Seussical the Musical?
No, it's like the trumpet sound from...
Yeah, they did the World Cup in South Africa bunch of years ago, and it was the noise that was in the crowd the entire time.
And then they sort of took over the world for like a month.
Yeah.
But anyway, but now I really don't know. Papusa? What'd you say his name?
Pazuzu.
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 He's very intimidating, but the name is not so much.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a name that
it's like
you
a boy named
in.
Sue kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Pazuzu.
Francis was busy reading through his book, trying to find something cool to do. Somebody roll me a D20.
No.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, okay. No, yeah. I read that the casting time is 10 minutes. I was like, nope, that's not going to happen. But it was the duration that was 10 minutes.
I mean, that would be something that Grants us to totally. Do. Be like, I need 10.
Okay, keep him busy.
I got a good one here. The steel. You got any dents? You got any steel on you?
Well.
That here. Spoon will do. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Tosses him a spoon.
He's gonna. I'm gonna wish that. Oh, it's gonna. Bow. Okay. Oh. Well, I'm invulnerable now.
It's good for Grancis to be able to
good.
Do that.
I mean, he's still the only one just up at the top, not in the mix at all.
No, he should be invulnerable.
I thought this was a bigger effect.
Neat.
He kind of flicks dents. Did you feel that? That kind of hurt?
Yeah, I thought you were supposed to be fighting those guys.
Oh, no, I don't. I sit on the sidelines and read my book and try and figure out something real cool to do. I thought that was going to be for everybody. Like, make everybody invulnerable so they can't take damage. But instead, I just made me invulnerable, which is super helpful. Right, Thea?
Can't hear you fighting.
Okay, yep. Yeah, that's our little witty repartee. That's what we do. Fancy. She knows. We're going to fist bump about it later. You know, right?
No, we're not.
Oh, she heard that?
When your hearing goes, you talk louder.
Thanks.
It's only the two of us.
I know.
I feel like I'm singing to you now. When the moon in the middle is a big piece of pizza, that's the middle.
Beautiful. There.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, the whole starting with a song dynamic is very different, but it's just the two
just
of us.
Just the two of us singing to each other. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Carla. Welcome
hello.
To the middle.
Yes. And to you, sir.
Thank you. I hope you're having a lovely day. And you
lovely
too,
day.
Listeners.
And you too. Just a couple quick things we want to talk about.
That's right.
Number one, newsletter. You signed up yet? You should. Comes out once a month. There's like stuff in it. It's fun.
Carla's the one who creates it, and she describes it as there's stuff in it. So, you know, that's really just sums it up. Is whatever we have going on, if we got together, we got pictures of that. If Tom cooked something real good, share that.
Yeah, it's just like the printed version of like a little bit of our nonsense and like some scheduling information. So,
which to my fault has not been correct in the last 4 months. So
well,
thank
correct.
You, Carla, for trying to keep up.
It's correct in that, you know, like things are going to come out. We're all just doing our
best. Aspirations always start really high.
But yeah, you should sign up. Just go to the website and you can do it there. And it's really easy. And while you're there, you could just maybe join Patreon at any level. And then you can come join us for book club, which is coming up soon-ish. Not
very
scheduled,
soon.
But will be scheduled very soon. And the book this time is Kaiju Preservation Society by John Scalzi. And it's fun. And maybe you've read it anyway, and even if you haven't, you still have time, because we need to get organized to meet up. But that's any patron can come, and we always have great conversations about the book, about, I don't know, life, about kaijus,
probably this time, but it's a ton of fun. Tom and Amy and I are usually always there, and then a bunch of cool, smart, rad listeners are also there. And hey, maybe join the Discord too, because all those cool, smart, rad listeners are definitely on there, and they make your life better.
And there's a channel for the book club for patrons in the Discord too, to talk about the book as you're reading it, if there's questions or excitement. Because while I'm not there, I do enjoy seeing the excitement about the books everybody back and forth, and it makes me want to read it. And then I usually go buy a book, and it sits in the stack of now 20 books on my bedside table. So one time, one of those books will line up.
It'll time up, and be perfect. And you'll be there, and it'll be great. But we would love it if you came, because it's super fun.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Any supporters of the show are invited to the book club, as well as many other great things. So you can go check it out. We've got some refresh of our crowdfunding coming very soon, too. More about that next week. See, this is me holding myself accountable. Watch, I'll edit it out. It'll be fun. All right, everybody, we'll get you back to the episode. Thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.
We go to the top, and it is the quote-unquote lair action, and every creature in this space is now churning and creating like this vortex of wind and of like this cutting, biting air that is cutting through the air around you. Everybody make a constitution saving throw.
Got 17.
19.
Is this a magical effect?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nat 20 for Nyander.
Sweet, so pretty cool.
There's the 120.
Nat
24.
I'm going to get
26.
To that.
Nat 1 for Lipsinky, so Nate Hunter maybe did break my body. I turned into Grancis.
Nuh-uh. Tried really hard not to break you.
So only really bad one was Lipsinky? So
Lipsinky,
you're going
like
to take 38 slashing, magical slashing damage. Everybody else is going to take half of that. I believe that's 19. As this wind and like feathers and scales are like being churned up into this vortex and shooting off of the sides, because I realize that Grancis and Dance are on the outside. So I just got to include you in the fun as you do. Pazuzu's turn, and he's looking not great, but he's realizing that he is losing
blood
but also the faith of his people, of his followers. And
but didn't he just gather them all up in his lair into a tornado?
Yeah. There's it could be better though. Like it could include fire. And you know, there's murmurs among it being like, is Pazuzu really worthy? Like, we were going to go for Pazaza in the last election.
I paid tickets to be here.
Exactly. He's going to go for Varnox. That is going to be a 24 to hit with his big blade.
That'll hit.
So again, that's 42 slashing, 10 necrotic, straight to your body. And he lets out you don't understand it, but he's screaming in Infernal.
What would that sound like?
And you hear from the top above all the wind, that means fuck you. If you didn't get that.
I mean, the sentiment of a fuck you is the same in any language, isn't it?
Well, Varanox is down.
Varanox is down?
Yeah. Because I still have.
Like a clown?
Yeah. I mean, definitely down like a clown, down to clown. But no, I mean, like, I guess I hadn't healed since our last interaction or anything. I only had like 114 out of my total. So,
oops.
Yeah, I'm on the ground.
So,
but I can do my reaction to Hellish Rebuke, right?
Yeah, of course. It's
fuck you, too.
As you're falling, you do whatever you do to Hellish Rebuke. Describe what that looks like as you're falling limply to the ground.
Fuck.
I say, if I had one more hit point, it'd be worse than this.
By one? Son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, you got me right to zero.
That's awesome. That's wow.
Shut your face.
From up above,
20.
You hear, I think I've got something for that. And then frantic flipping through his book. Varanox, it's your turn. Death saving throw, please.
Oh, well, I still need that dex saving throw from,
The man's dying. Give him the dex saving throw.
17.
17 fails, so that is 39 fire damage.
Ooh. The boils, you don't see it because you're going unconscious. But everybody else sees it. Like, the blisters are popping and, like, sinew is showing through the skin. And he is, like, driving his sword deep into you, driving you to the ground.
Okay.
And, like, everybody else sees he's like, collapsing on top of it. So losing strength.
That's a 17.
That's a success. Night Hunter.
So Pazuzu's on the ground.
He's driving the sword into Varanox, and, like, you know, everybody notices that he's, like, losing strength as he's trying to, like, prop himself back up. So he's having trouble readying himself.
Okay. And how far away would you say that is from the?
Within 30 feet.
Okay. So Night Hunter's going to run over. And with Corpse Grinder, take a whack at his very thick, muscly neck. I assume it's very thick and muscly.
It's so thick and muscly.
For a 25.
That will hit.
You roll with advantage. Roll with advantage.
Oh. This could be better.
Oh, no, that was a 3.
That's less good.
Very much aiming that one up. So 1d12 plus 7. Max damage for 19.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do it again.
All right.
Oh, that's a 3. Oh, shit. Jesus.
Don't panic.
Calm down. Oh, that's a 1. Are you kidding me? Okay, so 3 plus 13 is still 4.
That doesn't hit.
16. No? Okay.
But.
That's not how math works.
But it, like, you swing your axe through, and it cleaves into his neck, and he falls to the ground, pulling the sword back out of Varanox. Your second one misses, not because of your bad rolls, but because he's just not there anymore. He's down at the ground.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
sure.
Obviously, you were aiming for the same spot in, like, a swinging motion. So that's what it was.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That Hunter doesn't feel bad about it. You don't hit him,
like,
all.
Like, there's this deep red, black ichor, like, pouring down as he's trying to, like, grab for his weapon down on the ground. Thea.
Thea was behind Varanox and runs to catch up to him on the ground, and drops to her knees and is like, you can't die. You can't die. And she touches his chest where he was stabbed and casts Cure Wounds. On him at level 5, he gets to regain 5d8 plus 4 hit points.
5d8 plus 4.
Yeah, do I have to roll that? Does he roll that?
You guys pick who rolls that.
Do you want to roll? Kyle?
No, you go for it.
Oh, God, I don't know, Kyle.
I trust you.
I don't know if you should.
I'm just... Funnel it now.
Oh, God. Okay, 5. 1, 2, 3.
Those aren't good rolls. Here, you want one of these good ones?
3. No, get away from me.
So far, you got 3 threes.
I didn't roll those ones yet. I'm just putting them in the middle. Oh, my God. I rolled a 1. Okay. 14 plus 8 is 22 plus 4 is 26. So you get 26 hit points back.
I'll take it.
Deep breath as Varanox regains consciousness. You're prone, but you are back.
Sorry, Betty. You're not out of this yet.
Thank you. I'll get back at it.
Get out there.
Cool. Okay.
That was cool. It's been a while since I brought anyone back from the dead of any kind.
Yeah,
and Varanox of all people.
I know, right? Who knew? If someone had told Thea that, like, you know,
Pazuzu,
a month ago.
Pazuzu ichor spurting, Varanox breath of life coming back to him. The the swirling vortex is slowing and everybody's watching as Pazuzu, like nobody's coming to his aid. And it's Lipsinky,
speaks volumes,
Lipsinky's turn. As he's like bleeding out, reaching for his weapon, like just blindly to his side. He can't really, he doesn't seem to have the strength to stand up.
Lipsinky like straight loses it when she sees Varnox go down because this is literally her only friend in the world. She's literally only here because of him. So I think she's just going to just turn into like a ravening beast with primal savagery. So I am going to just run at him and attack with claws and biting and just like in a primal visceral way.
Yes.
Dirty 20.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, that's going to hit. Well, you get to roll with advantage too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's worse.
Okay, yeah. he is prone as well, so yeah, absolutely that's going to hit.
He's going to take 4d10 damage, and that is 19. And, I mean, please bear in mind, he is gigantic, and I'm very small, and I'm just like... I'm like a hamster on him or something. Like, I'm just going crazy.
I'm picturing Spider Ralphie from A Christmas Story when he fights the bullies.
Yeah. So much swinging.
What I'm really hoping is that this maybe is the last straw for his like crowd of admirers because he is just getting like worked over by this little gnome.
Everybody, it goes silent in there. Like, well, all you hear is like the sound of wings like beating just to keep them all hovering in spot as you straight up murder Pazuzu. There's ichor spraying everywhere. You're going feral on top of them. And they all begin to lift out of the Colosseum and just kind of move slowly away, leaving him to perish in the middle of this chamber.
Can I run over to Varnox?
Yes, you can.
Or I guess he's right there. Can I jump onto Varnox, but gently and like spoon into him? Come on. Come on, buddy. You gotta, come on.
Varnox, roll me D100, please.
D100. You got it. That's 25.
Lipsinky runs over. Your head is like throbbing from the way you hit or whatever. You've suffered a severe concussion. You have disadvantage on concentration checks. Maintaining a spell requires a DC 10 concentration check at the end of each of your turns. It can be healed using different healing spells, but otherwise it lasts 2d6 days if it's not addressed. So it's going to last 6 days unless otherwise addressed.
Okay. Yeah. Mark all that down. And as Lipsinky like jumps on top of me, I'm like, but yes, I'm glad you're safe. And I kind of just put my hand around her and like embrace.
Night Hunter walks up and takes the sword.
Good call.
Of the fucking guy, yeah.
Varnox, if you die, then I don't even care. I'm just going to destroy the whole damn world. So we're trying to do this good thing, but I'm certainly not doing it without you.
Well, and I'm not doing it without you, which is why I felt so compelled to just rush in so brashly.
I lean over to Thea and I'm like, we gotta keep him alive.
Yeah, no, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, so Dents walks over to Varnox, and he casts Cure Wounds at the third level, and you get... Oh, jeez, oh, gosh, that was awful. 10 hit points.
I'll take them.
Doesn't take away your concussion, but definitely gives you 10 hit points back.
Okay, well, you seem to be back up. I guess we should probably go find the boat. Everybody looks like they left. Maybe they're going to go try and vote in a new Pazuzu. So we should probably leave before they do that. If I know anything about the chant that they said, the ritual is not great.
Well, we stopped the ritual, though.
But how do you vote in a new Pazuzu? If the old one wanted your eyes and shit.
Night Hunter's holding the sword goes, I could be Zazuzu.
We cut back to the boat. Night Hunter's not there. No, yeah.
What?
Because you're the new Zuzu.
I'm the new Zuzu.
We cut back to the boat. And Dents gets you back on course, and you're moving towards. You see over this other tall spiring tower, all of these creatures like swirling around, and then there's this blood red, like almost like volcano like fluid, that magma that begins pouring from this tower. And
no, I like volcano like fluid.
Magma.
Yeah, and there's sharks with frickin' laser beams, okay?
How does Austin Powers make its way into, like, every
say, fourth
episode?
I feel like it's
episode.
Been a little while, always. But...
It's just always. Gotta. I mean, Russ can't say magma and not expect us to go
exactly.
with it.
Right?
Or forget the word
it's
magma.
It's in the contract.
Volcano liquid.
Volcano-like fluid is what
volcano-like
I said.
Volcano-like fluid.
Yeah, okay, get it right.
Trying to avoid it so hard.
Yeah. Well, so it goes. Gets you back on course, and you're moving towards the portal clocked by Dents when you entered as the one to take you straight to the Palace of Neratir.
How long do you think it'll take us to get there?
Well, time is a construct.
Okay. As someone who needs a bit of a rest now and then... How long would you maybe say if I were to just sit and meditate for a while? How long do you think I'd have to meditate?
Oh, you could meditate for a long time. It's almost like you could meditate for a long, restful period.
I need that, yes.
I would also really like that. And then, do you just sort of, like, slingshot us through that last portal? Or, you take us right to the
curbside, right?
Curbside right to Orcus's tower. Okay.
I just do my job,
and you do it.
You're doing
damn
it
well.
So good.
So well.
Admirably.
Grancis, we really could have used your help back there. What the fuck were you doing?
I made myself invulnerable.
Are you still invulnerable? And she punches his shoulder.
Oh, didn't even feel it. 10 whole minutes, which I feel like just wore off. So you got me right at the right time.
That's fantastic, Grancis.
Oh, boy. I could have made you invulnerable if you were me.
Well, if you were me, then I'd be you. And I would have used your body to stand up here and cast a spell on myself.
And then join the battle?
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be the big difference.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Varnox definitely, whatever body Varnox was in, he'd definitely join the battle. He wouldn't just be, like, up there picking up the popcorn that the... person kept dropping on the ground and they were getting
That's
knocked
right.
over.
That's how you do that.
Dents pulls Yui's and, you know.
Takes a scenic route, you know.
Just kind of shows you all of what Pazuzuville, what did I call it? Pazunia. All of what Pazunia has to offer. Takes you by the
popcorn.
You're
going to have to rename the whole town.
Yeah.
This fort is different from this other fort. I know they look the same, but this port has crinkle fries, and that fort has curly fries.
What's regional delicacies?
It's a big distinction.
Really just, you know, make sure that people know that they're home.
I wonder if the sword is special.
Yes.
Sword special.
Sword special, yes. I will tell you about the sword. At another time.
In Dungeons downtime.
Yeah, probably.
Thea just is just at the back of the boat and just like meditating the shit out of.
Your long rest takes infinitely shorter period of time than everybody else's long rest. So you're just there for the scenic rendezvous that's happening. But once that long rest is done and you've all clicked your buttons, still maintaining your concussion, Varanox, at this present moment. It's ready. Dents is ready to take you on through. And you proceed through the portal, and it leads you through, and it's like all light around you is sucked out. And there's this low, droning sound that washes over you. And Varnox and Lipsinky, you have this weird, oddly juxtaposed sense of home as soon as it washes over you. Everybody else, there is a chill that washes over you. Everybody make a wisdom saving throw at disadvantage, please.
Oh, question. When we had our long rest, did our exhaustion level reset?
I believe exhaustion goes away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. By one level, yeah. So if you only have one, then yeah.
It's a 14 after disadvantage, Russ.
10 after disadvantage.
That's a dirty 20.
13.
7 for Night Hunter.
Oh, and if you're within 10 feet of me, you get a plus 4 to your roll.
Oh, okay. So it's 11 for Night Hunter.
I mean, we're all in a boat. I assume we're all there.
Fuck off. Nat 1 for Thea. Right,
so 14 for Dance.
Oh, no.
Does my plus 11 count and then plus my 4? Or is Nat 1 just like, that's it?
No, it's plus your whatever.
Okay, so 16. Wow. Has Nat 1 never been better? Teamwork.
Varnox and Lipsinky, you're oddly fine. Not oddly. It's because it's familiar. It's home to you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else, even with all the plus fours and extra rolls and whatever else you did.
I worked hard for that.
All gain one level of madness.
Hmm. And meanwhile, they're like, Paris and Rome, I want to go home. Michael Bublé over here.
CanCon, bringing it.
The boat continues forward and this looming presence... your eyes adjust slightly to like this bioluminescent glow out over these roiling hills, and you look, and for the people who've been here for the first time, this is part of why this madness has overtaken you. Like all of these hills are like this bubbling ichor, and they're all made of these patchwork flesh that extend out and beyond the landscape. You hear and see movement off in the distance that your eyes can't quite focus on. And you see ahead of you this tall, spiring palace built of bone and sinew and flesh. And it's extending to a sky that you can't see. And it's glowing this eerie, like just sickening white amidst all of this blackness. And Dents pulls the boat up to this ramshackled town at the base of this cliff, a distance away from this palace. And you hear the sound bubbling up from the river and its skeletal arms as they extend up and out and begin folding down upon themselves to make this bridge from the boat to this town at the base of this cliff.
Here we go, guys. Remember to give me 5 scars.
We'll make sure to do that before we go in there.
Really important to have a great rating. Just saying.
Varnox, you first, after Hugh.
Well, if you're all ready, let's do this.
You all step off the boat and onto this skeletal bridge that's formed. And Dents, with now his only one oar, begins slowly paddling away back up the river Styx to pick up his next fare.
Oh no! Wait! Dents!
Oh, yes.
And then I toss him some soul coins because, you know, he really... Oh.
Above and beyond.
Stepped up pretty big time. Yeah, this was an above and beyond sort of. He became part of the team.
Thanks. And he comes back around and he puts his hand out so that everyone can...
give a little high five.
Can, you know, huddle up. Yeah, little huddle up again. He casts heroism at the 6th level. When everyone puts their hand in. So on your travels, you gain an extra 4 hit points. It's only up to 1 minute, but get an extra 4 hit points.
You don't know when I'm going to stub my toe.
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, no. You gain 4 hit points and you're immune from being frightened. So
relevant.
So it's scary out there for a minute, and I'm going off. Dents is on his way.
Remember 5 scars.
Dungeons and Dragons, Season 2, Episode 142, starring Amy Moore as Thea and Nighthunter, Carla Maxted as Lipsinky, Tom Laird as Flint, with Kyle Classett as Varanox, Cicero Holmes as Dents, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. Dialogue editing by Carla Maxted, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and Art List, and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. And a huge thank you to our supporting producers, Jessica Babiak, Kat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Craig Zeiss, Perry Mady, Kayla Littlejohn, L.A. Branton, Nathaniel Teeter, Old School Gamer D, Ongeron Kirzen, and Destiny Garcia. Join us today at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast and receive hundreds, literal hundreds of hours of bonus content, hangouts with the cast, and a whole lot more. You have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. 19. Stop looking at my shit.
Start being honest now. You don't have to hear the DM.
And there's chanting all around, and everybody's, it's in this, Cicero, damn it, Cicero, sorry, Dents and Varanox.
You really just made that sound like his fault. Cicero, god damn it.
Cicero, damn it.
Right. Why is your name so cool? It sounds made up.
Dungeons and Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Please try to get some sleep tonight.
I've been trying to sleep all week. Nothing helps.
You could try Sleep Sound.
No, thanks. You've had enough nightmares for the both of us.
Let me go! Come on. The medication has nothing to do with that. I haven't had a bad dream in ages.
Ever since your highly problematic affair in Idaho?
Oh my god. Never stop. Nothing happened.
Nothing happened?
Well, you still haven't told me who you're bringing to graduation.
Oh. Your heart is racing.
How can you tell?
You're lying on top of me.
What if I don't want anyone else to know yet?
And it wasn't a bad dream?
I don't know.
Christopher, you know.
Can't you appreciate that I'm trying to help you here?
Thanks for the pills, Lils.
Dreamers, Season 2 by Broken Crown Productions. Tune in weekly wherever you listen to podcasts.